Indeed, yes. I've done a whole month in New Zealand in August, which is their winter, oddly enough. And well, you probably knew that. And we had a fantastic time. I play this character called the Master of Lakeland, who's a very gross figure. And there's a part of Peter Jackson that people might forget who don't know his career, the early career, when, you know, Brain Dead and Bad Taste, when he was a gore, schlock gore director of the highest quality and wit. And most of the characters in The Hobbit, you know, are dwarves who are wonderfully funny and active, and Jimmy Nesbitt and Ken Stott and actors like that. And there are the silvery elven characters like, you know, Orlando, who of course are so sort of, you know, elegant and beautiful. And there's, you know, Bard the Bowman, who's handsome and strong and on horses. And obviously there's Ian McKellen, who's wise and marvellous. And my character is an opportunity for sheer grossness. I'm this corrupt mayor, really. I mean, the master of Lake Town, this rather smelly city that's on stilts in the lake below the mountain where Smaug the dragon lives, or Smaug, actually, as I'm supposed to pronounce him. And he had me eating testicles and, you know, sort of gross appetites and a sort of beard. I've got, I mustn't give too much away, but a bald cap, and then on top of that, a really bad comb-over wig. And a wispy moustache and a wispy beard and horrible blotchy skin and disgusting fingernails and really, really, generally speaking, a very unappetizing piece of work and a coward to boot and very, very greedy. So, but we had great fun doing it, and the atmosphere on any Peter Jackson set, as any actor will tell you, is wonderful, because he's a kind and a funny and a gentle man. And you know, for all his extraordinary power and in the business, given the success he's had, he's modest and humble and very easy to work for, and he knows what he wants. And of course, he has the most extraordinary technical backup, the Weta workshop and the Weta digital, are these two things in Wellington that he and Richard Taylor have set up that have the best modelling and sculpting and digital facilities in the world, which is why James Cameron went to make Avatar there. He couldn't have made Avatar in Hollywood. They don't have the technical expertise that they do in little old Wellington, the coolest little capital in the world, as they call it. Beautiful city, a lovely place to work. I'm really looking forward. I'm going back in February until May. That's when I'm booked for anyway. So I've got another. So I have a long period.